Jerry Ritz, Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, Canada.
All right. Well, you're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, obviously talking about country of origin labeling here. And it sounds like you've probably had a chance to look at what the WTO has decided. Are you able to talk about that yet?
No, not yet. That report will be public early September, as I understand it.
Let's talk about some of the implications of this either way. Mm-hmm. Let's say that the WTO rules against the U.S. As they have twice already, what will Canada's response be?
Well, you know, we'll continue to put pressure on the administration to make this right, working in conjunction with American industry, Mexican industry, and Canadian industry, who are also doing their part, carrying the message that this really rocks the integrated North American marketplace that everybody's come to know and work through. At the end of the day, as a government, we have prepared a retaliatory list that we will put in play as soon as we possibly can.
And if the decision goes the other way?
Well, we'll continue to move forward. I don't see that happening. I don't have a crystal ball, but at the end of the day, we have had two positive outcomes out of the WTO process. The Americans are riding this all the way to the bottom. I understand that from a political standpoint, but from a common sense, practical standpoint, industry has said this is not helpful. The chief economist for agriculture in the U.S. here has also come out and said there's no quantifiable evidence that says this is good for consumers, but there is definitely evidence that shows there is harm to the integration of the North American marketplace.
In fact, you've already seen some impact already, I understand.
Well, we've been seeing a negative impact in Canada between our beef and pork sector of some $1 billion a year left on the table simply because of the discrimination on price that's required to segregate these animals.
So we expect this announcement possibly in September is what I'm hearing?
That's the time frame that we're getting from the WTO as they work through the translation process, the legal scrubs, all those things that are done. We'll see it then and react accordingly.
Yeah. So, there's quite a process here, appeals and all that type. So it's going to drag on for a while?
Sure. There's the ability for the American administration to appeal one more time. They have 60 days from the date that the report is made public to register that appeal. Of course, that ties right into the timing of the midterms. So it's a political hot potato, and we'll continue to make sure that it stays warm. Having said that, then that appeal process takes some 6-7 months. So we're roughly back to this time next year when we would see changes implemented. We will seek to put our retaliatory list in play just as soon as we possibly can.
And that retaliatory list?
It's as broad and broad in scope as we could possibly make it. Certainly it's gotten the attention of a number of senators and congressmen who have come on side and said, let's get a fix to this. They're starting to recognize the fact that retaliation doesn't benefit anybody. Certainly that's not a card that we in Canada want to play, but there are people that say we don't have the resolve. Canadians are too polite and too nice. Guess again, we take this as seriously as we do our NHL hockey.
Any other comments on WTO?
It's the only process that we have. It's long drawn out. It's cumbersome. Businesses make decisions on Tuesday, implement them Thursday, and move ahead. The problem is when you put politics in, as I said, this is a political solution to a problem that never really existed and doesn't exist to this date. Yes, consumers are demanding of information, but we recognize each other's science. We recognize each other's food safety standards and so forth, so it makes no sense at all to have this type of discrimination.